Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. And it's with great joy that we keep this feast, this greatest of all feasts, the solemnity of solemnities. Christ saw that even though he had redeemed us on the cross, we needed more, we being weak. And so he showed us even more his triumph by rising again from the dead, thus completely overcoming sin, death, and evil for us, so that we could rejoice in him and be strengthened by his wonders. It's truly amazing what he does for us. Yesterday was a very sad day, a day when Christ was in the tomb, and we remained with the disciples and the apostles, the holy women, weeping at the tomb, remaining at home very confused. And yet Christ was at work. After his death, he descended to the netherworld and got to work finding those righteous souls and getting them ready to be brought out of that bondage into the great freedom. He found Adam and Eve. He found John the Baptist, David, Joseph, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he led them out of that place of slavery into the glorious kingdom of heaven at his resurrection. And he opened those gates for us as well, that we can now inherit heaven by virtue of our baptism and by living a good Christian life. Heaven is our goal, and we see in the resurrection how that hope is very concrete. Heaven is a real place, and that's where we want to go. Christ has done far more than even at creation. Adam and Eve had an amazing thing in the Garden of the Garden of Eden. And yet we failed by our sin to keep what he had given us. But what Christ has given us in return is even greater than the Garden of Eden, far greater than it could have ever been, by opening heaven for us. That is cause for rejoicing. After a very long Lent, we are happy that finally we can celebrate together the glorious resurrection. And in this celebration, we see the beauty of the Christian life. In our baptism, we were buried with Christ and rose again to new life. Buried in that water, and when we rose up, we became new men and women. Christ, by our baptism, has marked us for himself and has already prepared a place for us in the kingdom. And so it's up to us, by his grace, to inherit that. And that's where the great virtues of faith, hope, and charity come in. Those great virtues are increased even more by the resurrection. When we pray the rosary, meditating on the resurrection, pray for faith, hope, and charity, that we can increase it in ourselves and throughout the world. For it cannot increase throughout the world unless it increase in us. And Christ, by his resurrection, has given us this grace. Let us not reject it, but accept it, so that we can live the life he has called us to. In finding his will and in living his will is true joy, true fulfillment, even in the midst of difficulties. We could easily coast through life, you know, just doing the bare minimum. But there's no life there. True life is service of God and his church. And that purpose has brought so many out of the depths, out of depression, out of anxiety, into the light of Christ, where there is true joy and fulfillment. That is the message we are to spread. And so let this week, this entire season, be a truly great time for that. We fasted for 40 days. We now feast for 50 days. And so let it be a joyous celebration together in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.